We can thank the Healthy Hungry Free Kids Act, which was passed in 2010 by Congress. And what that did is it actually aligned the school lunches with the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. So, you know, that's the recipe for how we should eat to be healthy. And the goal in passing the Hungry Free Kids Act was not just to improve the quality of school meals, but also to cut the risk of childhood obesity. And the USDA reported last year that more than 90% of schools now meet those updated nutrition guidelines. And the other thing that changed is that schools were given about 6 cents more per child per meal. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but actually when you think about it through millions of kids and those 30 million kids, it really adds up to a lot.
So let's talk about the food itself. Has the quality actually improved?
Yes, it has. And that's another really good part of this story. So kids are eating more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. They're getting more lean protein and low-fat dairy, as well as foods that have less added sugars and fat, and unhealthy fat and sodium. And that's according to the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. And in fact, Harvard did a recent study about this that's published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And they actually found that kids now eat 16% more vegetables at lunch and 23% more fruit. So it's really great.
Now, Sally, as the food gets healthier in schools, we've heard some complaints that kids aren't eating it, that they may be throwing it away. What do we know about how much of this healthier food that kids are eating?
Well, actually, they've been looking at this because there have been a lot of complaints. And I think we've all seen those stories, like kids going, ooh, I'm not going to eat this. But in fact, participation is actually way up in the program, and less than 0.1% of the kids have dropped out of the National School Lunch Program since these changes were made. But I think the other thing that is really interesting is that, and probably is the best measure, is that the school lunch revenue has increased by almost $200 million nationwide. And that really speaks to the fact that this has been improved and kids are eating the food. We're also seeing participation up in some really major school districts like Los Angeles, Dallas, and Florida. And so the bottom line is that all these changes have really added up and they seem to be working.